Trump invades Venezuela. Iran is falling. An ICE officer shoots an American citizen. God help me, there's too much news. It's been 1 week. The year has been 1 week. And it's felt like a century. I don't sleep anymore. I just doom scroll on X and drink coffee. Yeah, but you know what? We here at America Uncovered, we soldier on to deliver news to you with mildly funny jokes and outdated pop culture references. If you want, maybe help me a little bit. Subscribe to my exclusive website, AmericaUncovered.tv. Link is below. Help me, oh God, do even more work. Anyway, while the news has generally been dominated by the U.S. invading Venezuela and capturing its president-slash-dictator, Nicolas Maduro, you know what hasn't been getting as much attention? For one, last week in a phone call with President Trump, Vladimir Putin claimed that Ukraine attacked one of his residents with a drone. Oh no, could you imagine if this brutal dictator were eliminated by the sovereign nation he invaded? That'd be so poetic. I mean, tragic. Yep, everyone would be super bummed to hear that. Ukraine has denied this, and many European countries doubt Putin's claims as well, because it just seems like an excuse to get out of peace talks. But what did Putin's puppet Donald Trump have to say about this? Well, it turns out that Trump also doesn't believe Putin. Oh, and there's that whole thing about the U.S. seizing a Russian-flagged oil tanker. If Trump really is Putin's puppet, he's one step away from being one of those puppets that come to life and attack you. Regardless, Putin has used the supposed attack as an excuse to unleash a nuclear-capable missile in the latest Ukraine attack. I wonder what Trump will have to say about that. Probably something long, rambling, full of truly bizarre capitalization choices and trolley. Sure, trolling doesn't sound very presidential, but as Trump said,
and she gets up and they put a little tiny thing like this, little thing. And my wife, by the way, my wife hates when I do this. She said, you know, she's a very classy person, right? She said, it's so unpresidential. I said, but I did become president.
The First Lady also said she didn't think Trump's dancing was very presidential.
Darling, it's not presidential. She actually said, could you imagine FDR dancing? She said that to me. And I said, there's a long history that perhaps she doesn't know.
Dang, Donnie. Dark history jokes are my thing. Stay in your lane. Speaking of diseases, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is recommending fewer vaccine shots for American children. And before anyone says RFK Jr. is trying to make everyone unvaccinated, Trump clarified on Truth Social that these are just recommendations. The HHS still recommends vaccinations against 11 serious diseases, and all the other vaccinations are still available to parents if they choose to get them, and they'll still be covered by insurance. Obviously, many were outraged by the Trump administration's hatred of the science, but actually the HHS just looked at the vaccine schedules in Europe. It's like when conservatives in the U.S. recommend the same abortion restrictions or treatment of illegal immigrants as Europe. Europe is not what most Americans think it is. And people shouldn't be outraged. You'd think people would be happy to hear that fewer American kids are getting shot up. You see, Trump? Leave the dark jokes to me. RFK Jr. and the Trump administration also unveiled new dietary guidelines, with less emphasis on avoiding fats and oils and more emphasis on avoiding processed foods with additives and too much sugar. And in case you're wondering, yes, this is basically that South Park episode where they turned the food pyramid upside down. Between the president making dark jokes and the administration copy and pasting cartoon plot lines, forget AI, reality is going to put me out of a job. But enough darkness. With all the uncertainty and anxiety in the world right now, I thought it might be good to focus on some good news. I know this is usually a setup for a joke by juxtaposing it with something really dark, but I feel we really could use some good news. And also to show off how I know how to properly use the word juxtapose. President Trump announced he wants to ban large institutional investors from buying single-family homes. And to keep the good news train rolling, gas prices are expected to drop this year to their lowest rate since 2020. Tim Walz announced he won't run for re-election amidst massive fraud allegations in his state. And the Somali fraud scandal has inspired fraud investigations in other states as well. On Truth Social, Trump announced that the fraud investigation of California has begun. Plus, the oppressive Islamic regime of Iran seems to be teetering on the edge of collapse. Okay, Chuds, good news time is over. Let's talk Minnesota. Protests have broken out and rioters smashed the doors of the Minneapolis federal courthouse. This is in response to an ICE officer shooting and killing 37-year-old American citizen Renee Good. As you saw in this footage, the officer shot her as she was driving towards him in her car. Was this shooting justified? Well, like anything in America, it apparently depends on what side you're on. Some said Good was a liberal domestic terrorist agitator trying to run down this officer, and he acted solely in self-defense and is lucky to be alive. Others looked at this footage and said ICE was illegally detaining an American citizen, giving her conflicting commands, and executed her as she was trying to escape, fearful for her life. But then, more footage came out. This footage made it clear that she was definitely not in a state of panic and that she was looking dead ahead, so she must have seen the agent. But it also showed that she was, let's just say, not entirely thinking clearly. It also showed that there was nothing conflicting or confusing about the orders she was being given and that she and her wife knew exactly who they were dealing with.
It's okay, we don't change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking president. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
On the other hand, despite what some right-wing commentators are saying, it doesn't clearly show she was trying to murder him. She might have just been ignoring orders from law enforcement and had very bad spatial awareness as she was trying to drive off. And I'm really not trying to make a female driver joke here. Tensions are obviously very high right now. Luckily, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey knew just what to say to cool the temperature in the room.
And I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis.
Wow. That's right up there with "We have nothing to fear but fear itself and ask not what your country can do for you." Meanwhile, Minnesota state officials say the FBI is blocking evidence and taking over the investigation. On the bright side, if there are any of those fiery but mostly peaceful protests, it'll feel nice in the freezing Minneapolis winter. But that wasn't the only shooting this week, because of course it wasn't. This is America. Border Patrol agents have shot and wounded two people in Portland, Oregon, after they reportedly tried to run the agents down with their car. The Department of Homeland Security says the two people who were shot were gang members. But of course, this has led to protests, and the mayor of Portland calling for ICE to immediately halt all operations in the city. Ah, okay, finally. What a crazy week it's been. There's no way the U.S. could possibly fit any other major... What's that, Shelley? Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Trump's remarks about invading Greenland are a negotiating tactic and the U.S. aims to buy it. I now understand the old Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. I've recently had to cut back on how many America Uncovered episodes I make because YouTube has made it intensely unprofitable to keep the show going. So I need your help. If you want more America Uncovered, subscribe to my exclusive censorship-free website, AmericaUncovered.tv. Just click this button or the link down below. There's already been a huge outpouring of support, so I'm confident we can turn things around. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered.